Chris, you are, of course, an esteemed journalist, the recipient of the David Brinkley Award for Excellence in Broadcast Journalism. True to the title of your 2001 book, now let me tell you what I really think. Can you weigh in general terms on what's going on with your network and its news division now?
No, I think I'd better not. I've made a point not to, but I'll tell you, I've been reading the paper like everyone else in our world, and I've been reading it closely, and I've been reading people off the record, and I think people show, the producers, the people that you don't see on TV, the ones who are really committed, they don't make a ton of money. They're paid enough, but they're not paid a ton of money, and they're good, hardworking people. Those people take this really seriously, to their heart, to their soul, to their retirement, to their when they die. They take seriously how they got the facts right. I have those people around here, and I tell you, they're not the celebrity columnist or commentator or big mouth, whatever. They're the real journalists, and they're there watching it. It's not all money, these decisions.
Can you speak, though, to the producers and reporters who do hard work for shows like Jon Stewart or Stephen Colbert, where so many younger people go as their primary source for news? And does that speak in general of the trend blurring entertainment and news?
You're asking me the toughest question, which is this. How come a 20-year-old, and I love these kids in terms of wanting them as an audience, they're in a dorm like we were, they studied real hard, and around 11 o'clock at night or 11:30, they want a break. They just want to laugh. They've been studying. They're good schools. They're studying so hard, and they're trying to get into law school or med school or whatever, and then they take a break, and yet these kids who do nothing but study, don't read the paper every day, somehow all know the setup material for guys like Colbert and Stewart. How do they know this setup? How do they know what the jokes mean? How do they, through what means of symbiosis do they go and find the story in their head so that when their joke is told, they know what he's talking about and laughing about? It's through checking social media, checking the news online quickly on your phone. Somehow they get the froth off the beer or, you know, the cream of the coffee. How do they get that enough information to get the joke? And I think they're smart enough and proud enough not to laugh at something they don't get.